because if you don't handle the little stuff right, you are not going to handle the big stuff right. If you can't do right and do right and do right with a little bit in your hand, you make $1,000 a month and you want to make $10,000 a month and you ain't paying tithe off $1,000 a month, what make you think God's going to give you $10,000 a month? Listen, God gives a blessing to the one he can send a blessing through. And if he knows you ain't caught up on yourself and your own desires and wasting everything on you, and he can be blessed and his kingdom can be blessed by blessing you, then he will open up windows of heaven. Because he know you ain't caught up on yourself. Some of that's going to make it to the kingdom. Some of that's going to make it to the people he's already got their name by which you are going to be the one who present to them what God has for. Matter of fact, God says, when I lend to the poor, I'm give to the poor, I'm lending to God. Yeah. Now, you know, it's a good thing to be able to say, I just loaned some money to God. By giving to the poor, I lend to God. And I got to tell you, God always pays back with bigger dividends. Y'all don't hear me here. If I ever learn how to do right with what he gives to me, that is everything he invests in me, that is internal and external. See, a whole lot of us won't be holy and thou and make it all spiritual. But this ain't all spiritual. This is dealing with the arenas of everyday life, and this deals with everything that is connected with you. And if you will humble yourself and submit and surrender yourself and your possessions to God, listen, that's your ability. That is your talents, your gifts, your money, your body, your mouth, your mind, everything that you are when you humble that before God. Listen at this. Listen, the Bible says, you have got to place it strategically under the mighty hand of God. See, because some of us will humble ourselves, but it won't be under the mighty hand of God. It may be under a circumstance or under a situation. This is a willful act of me saying, God, you are God in my life. You are the Lord of my life. Everything I am and everything I have, I surrender it to you to do with what you desire. Speak to my heart and I will do what you say. That is humbling everything you are and everything you have to God under the mighty hand of God. You are surrendering to his word, his will, and to his way. You are saying, God, I am in your control. My whole thoughts, my whole actions, my whole life is submitted and committed to you. Now I want you to see this word, because I want to turn somewhere else and just confirm and show you other words. It says, under the mighty, somebody say mighty.
Mighty.
See what God, this word is saying. You do well to humble yourself under someone who can crush you. Because the mighty hand of God can do what he wants to do in spite of you. But when you understand who it is that you are surrendering to under the mighty hand of God, means that God is authoritative, arbitrary, and absolute. He does what he wants to do. And when I set myself in covenant agreement under him, he then becomes my covering. And because he's my covering and I've entered into covenant agreement with him, then that means he's got to take care of me. And because his hand is so mighty, I have surrendered and I have already committed to my own heart's desire to know that there is no other power greater than the power or the hand or the authority of God. So when I surrender myself under his mighty hand, no matter what the devil tells me, no matter what the devil does to me, no matter what the devil's desire is for me, he can't do nothing with me when I'm under the hand, the mighty hand of God. Now I want you to see something else here. The word says this, that he may exalt you, that he. Now can I tell you, it's a whole lot easier for him to exalt you when you're in your proper place. See, you got to be in your place for God to promote you. That's why so many of us miss our blessings, because we are not where we ought to be when God is ready to bless us, take us to another level. We are not positioned so God can lift us to the next level. So the Bible says that he, and that always infers that it's his will. And I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. When God seems to be ready to promote us, it's usually when we're not ready. Somebody ain't getting this. It's when you think that you can't handle the promotion. It's when, and this is what I love about him. He usually promotes us when we think we're not ready, and he usually puts us higher than we thought we would be. Now, can I tell you why he does this? Because when he allows you to humble yourself, then you have stripped yourself of pride. You have stripped yourself of self, thinking, you know, I can do all this, blah, 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 and you leave him out of the thinking process. It's all about you and your natural abilities, and you don't give God the glory for being the one working in you and through you and for you. You strip him of all the praise and honor when you think you can handle it on your own. So usually when he promotes us, it's when we don't think we're ready for it, and then he puts us in a place where we were like, Lord, I know I was going to get promoted, but I thought I was going to be here. I didn't know you was going to make it there. So then that further humbles us, because we then have to look to him for our understanding of operation. We have to look to him for our strength. We have to look to him for our directives. We have to look to him for the knowledge to be able to function in a way that would be congruent with all of the realities of my being promoted on a higher level. God, I got another thing to tell you about it. God never ever puts you where he cannot keep you. Y'all don't hear me? If he puts you up there, you're not ready, it's higher than you thought, it's because he ain't expecting you to do it. It's him going to do it through you. Y'all ain't getting this. You can't get caught up on yourself when you know it ain't you. I run into preachers and people all the time who know where God has brought me from in terms of ministry. Came out of a ministry with 69 people when I went to my first pastorate. How God elevated and increased his ministry. And now we're nearly at 5,000 folk, two locations, God ministering and working. Man, I don't see how you can stay humble like this with all God's blessed you with. I say, I don't see how I can't stay humble with this, because this ain't even all God's got for me. I wish I had a witness here. And if I get big-headed in the basement, somebody, this is the basement compared to where God's going to take us to. If he can't trust me in the basement, what makes you think he's going to be able to trust me up on the top floor? Who's doing this? Turn to somebody and say, the Lord is doing this thing. I ain't got no problem giving him the credit, because the credit is where it belongs with him. He could have used anybody. I'm just glad he gave me a chance to be the one he could work through. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this again. That he may exalt you. That he may, not your boss, that he may, not your education, that he may, not your experience or your skills or your ability, that he may, when he looks at this thing and say, I want to do it just because I'm God all by my, that he may exalt you. Now here's what you need to see as this verse closes out. In due time. Somebody turn to their neighbor and say, neighbor, my promotion is coming. Now add this, in due time. Now the question is, can you wait for the due time? See, that's my problem. That's my problem. That's my problem. Time is all right. It's just the due time that I got problem with. Because most of us want our promotion and we want it yesterday. What is due time? What is due time? I'm glad you asked. Due time is when the time is due. See, y'all waiting for some deep theological ramification of what due time was, wasn't it? Due time is when the time... Whose hand is time in? And if you are under the mighty hand of God, then that means God is in control of time. And time, listen at this, and you need to get this revelation. When the time for your promotion comes, God is not going to let it pass you by. It may seem to be long time coming, but you need to know a long time ain't due time. Because God knows that due time is the perfect time. It is when his word, his will, and his way, and all that you have surrendered to him has aligned itself, and it is the perfect time to operate in your life. Amen. Due time is in the process of God working everything else out. Yeah, you could have handled it probably a long time ago, but there were some other things God saw that you didn't see. So in due time means the process of time, and it means that God is working out everything in time, that by the time you get to where he promotes you to, everything will be just fine. That's how he operates. And we know that all things work together for good for them that love God, for them who are the called according to his. Turn with me if you will. Psalm 145. I want you to see this. God, I don't care who you are, what you are, where you are. God's got a due time, a due season in mind. Psalm 145 and verse 15. Listen at this. And it says, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Now look at this word, because the word is so clear. It's saying, I don't care who, everything that has a dependence upon God has to wait until God gets ready to provide for them what their needs are. When it says the eyes of all wait upon thee, it's talking about every living creation, every living thing has to get its substance and its sustenance from God and God alone. He may use different channels through different and various reservoirs and through different ramifications, but everything comes from the Lord. And so if they are going to receive it, they're going to receive it when God says it's time. Look at what the next verse says. Thou openest thine hand and satisfy the desire of every. That's why you need to stay underneath his hand. Because everything you need is in his
hand.
Come on here, talk to me, somebody. And look at what the word says. Thou openest thine hand. Do you know God can do just like you? He can close his hand and nothing gets in. And nothing comes out. But when God opens his hand, the Bible says he satisfies, listen at this, the desire of every living thing. Verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Verse 19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. I humble myself because there is no other power greater than his power, and I reverence and respect him, and I bow my face down before him. And when I fear him, look at what the Bible says, he will fulfill the desire. Yeah. Amen. Listen at this. Of them that fear him. You know, because my desires are going to align themselves with his word. Amen. Psalm 37, 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee.